You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WBZH Daily News Roundup for the Buzz of the North, 910 AM in Hayward.
For WHSM News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for James Kelly. The Rotary Club of Hayward area is inviting community members and businesses to participate in their annual school supply drive. Between now and September 3rd, you can drop off school supplies like notebooks, pencils, and backpacks at a number of locations, including St. Joseph's Church, Walmart, and the Sherman and Weiss Community Library. A full list of drop-off locations is at haywardarearotary.org. Author Patricia Lacey will talk about her book, Historic Hayward and Sawyer County Sketches, this Thursday at the Weiss Community Library. These sketches range from the history of the logging era and resort-era tourism to muskie legends, the arrival of the Ojibwe people, and the area's connection to Chicago gangsters. That's this Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Weiss Community Library. The number of people in Oconto County infected with measles is growing. Health officials announced 5 more cases on Friday, bringing the total up to 14. Measles is extremely contagious. It can linger in the air for hours, and it spreads easily. Symptoms include running nose, high fever, cough, fatigue, watery eyes, and that telltale red rash. Measles is largely preventable with the MMR vaccine. But Wisconsin has one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country. According to a CDC report highlighted by state health officials last year, just under 85% of Wisconsin kindergartners are up to date on their MMR shots. That's just about 8% lower than the nationwide average of 93%. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding hunters to avoid placing deer stands on or near ash trees. It can be hard to tell from the outside, but most are dead or dying from the emerald ash borer, which has infested trees in all of Wisconsin's 72 counties. Ash trees can snap suddenly or drop large branches, and it's not safe to put your tree stand there. The DNR adds that tree stand accidents are the leading cause of serious injury to deer hunters. Archery and crossbow hunting season starts September 13th. Gun hunting season starts November 22nd. And as students head back to school next week, high schoolers at Hayward Community who are enrolled in an advanced placement class should have some wind at their backs. Over 69% of high schoolers in the district taking an AP exam scored a 3 or above in the 2023-2024 school year. That's a 25% jump from the previous school year, when the percent scoring a 3% or above was just above 44%. It's also close to the statewide average of 71%. A 3 on the AP exam is usually enough to qualify for college credit. The data comes from the school data tool, which offers data on a variety of school metrics like student and teacher demographics and testing results. The school data tool is offered by the Wisconsin Policy Forum. Find more at wispolicyforum.org. As for why scores are increasing, well, it could be due to the metrics themselves. The College Board, which administrates AP exams, recently recalibrated its scoring with generally higher passing rates across the board. Wisconsin counties own about 2.4 million acres of forest land, and counties own the largest amount of public forest land in the state. A proposal at the state capitol could make it easier for counties to manage that land. Assembly Bill 181 would expand the qualifications needed to receive partial state funding for county forest administrators. Right now, the state will only cover half the cost if an administrator has a 4-year degree in forestry. The bill would loosen that requirement and allow a 4-year degree in a related field like natural resources or conservation, or an associate's degree with years of experience in the job. Jason Nichols is the Burnett County Forest Administrator. He's been doing the job for over 25 years. He testified in support of this bill at the state capitol back in May, and he says he's proof a 4-year degree is in everything.
I am proof that this can work. I realize that not every 2-year degree individual may not be able to handle some of the pressures of being an administrator. But I can also tell you, I know some four-year degree people that can't either.
Currently, the grant does allow the chief state forester to give exemptions in order to qualify, and Burnett County has tried that multiple times and been denied. The chief state forester says experience can't be considered as part of an exception for the grant. The Burnett County administrator says the change would unlock $20,000 in state funding for Burnett County. The bill is backed by the Wisconsin County Forest Association and other forestry groups. A committee is expected to vote on it tomorrow. The bill passed the state Senate in May. For WBZH News, I'm Sholly Pittman. More news anytime at WBZH.fm.
Decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Seahawks 20-7 over the weekend. Training camp over now, and the team must decide who will stay and who will be released. Kalen King hopes he's earned a spot as a defensive back. I asked him how he'll spend his time between now and tomorrow's 3 p.m. deadline to reduce the roster from 90 to 53 players.
Spending time with myself, going over the film, and at the end of the day, it's not my decision to make, but only thing I can control is what I put on film, and I feel like I did my job today.
The Packers making a trade, sending a sixth round pick to Philly for Eagles offensive tackle Darian Kennard. Baseball, the Brewers opening a four-game series at home tonight against the Diamondbacks. Yesterday, the team celebrating the life of Bob Uecker.
He had this larger-than-life personality, but if he never said one thing that was funny and you just judged him as a baseball announcer, especially on the radio, Hall of Fame caliber baseball announcer.
That's Bob Costas with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you haven't heard, Avengers Doomsday is set to premiere December 18th of 2026, with Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom. Yes, that's right. Iron Man is Dr. Doom. According to the Hot Mic podcast with John Roche, revealed that two actors clashed after one of them jokingly made a comment that the other found offensive. And the actor that made the joke? Ryan Reynolds. No surprise here. Many big-name actors are set to make an appearance in the movie. Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Alan Cumming, Chris Hemsworth, and many more. And here's to hoping Robert Downey Jr. never takes off the Dr. Doom mask. Looking for a binge-worthy show to get you over to the football season? Look no further than Tacoma FD, from the makers of Super Troopers. I already binged my way through it in 2 weeks, and it was a super fun watch. If you like comfort shows to make you laugh, check it out, streaming on Netflix. According to Puberty, Glenn Powell was asked if he's interested in playing James Bond. Glenn responded then with, "The role should go to an authentic Brit," and said he could only play Jimmy Bond. Other names that were mentioned to play 007? British actors Henry Cavill and Aaron Taylor Johnson. With those actors, I don't get why Powell was even brought up. There is no official 007 plans yet, but Amazon MGM Studios has taken over creative control. Fantastic Four has been receiving praise since the release of the film. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and has a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. On film-based platform Letterboxd, Paul Walter Hauser, who was Mole Man in the film, gave his own review. Hauser gave the film a 3.5 out of 5, saying, "I love the score, the production design, and the performances. I wish they hadn't cut my scene with Vanessa Kirby, but I'm stoked that I got to be in a Marvel movie. First world problems. I'm spoiled rotten to get to act." Happy Madison fans, you're in luck. According to Deadline, Adam Sandler is teaming up with Sean Levy's 21 Laps to develop a feature adaptation of Evan S. Porter's debut novel, Dad Camp. Dad Camp is a heartwarming novel about a loving dad who drags his 11-year-old daughter to father-daughter week at a remote summer camp, their last chance to bond before he loses her to teenage girlhood. Kevin Jakubowski is set to write the script. Jakubowski has worked on projects such as Brickleberry, 8-Bit Christmas, and School of Rock. Are you looking for a new piece of memorabilia? Tobey Maguire's spider suit that has been worn heavily during filming in Spider-Man 2 and 3 is set to be auctioned off on September 4th on Pro Store Auction. According to Puberty, the spandex still contains some of its original foam padding beneath the fabric. Well, if that's the case, you still might be able to smell Maguire and catch his hate for paparazzi as well. The suit is estimated to smell, oops, I meant sell, for $200K. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and comfortably cool today. We'll get to around 64, 65 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. It could be a little frosty. We're going to drop into the mid-30s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 68. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
That's your WBZH Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at buzzofthenorth.com. The national news cycle never stops. but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.